You've heard the old saying, first comes love, then comes marriage. Unfortunately, it fails to mention something a lot of couples struggle with, and that's money. In her years as a columnist for the Washington Post, Michelle Singletary has heard from a lot of women who are constantly fighting over the family finances. She offers up some sound advice in her new book, Your Money and Your Man. Good morning and good to see you again.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you.
So as you write this column and all these years you're writing this column, you hear from a lot of people and you hear from a lot of women with money problems.
I do. That's what inspired me to write this book. I get hundreds of emails on a weekly basis, lots of them from women saying, I've got this issue with my man, I've got this issue with my husband, should I stay with this boyfriend, we're, you know, clashing over money, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, I wanted to write a book that takes them through every stage of their relationship, from being single, to dating, to being engaged, to married, and unfortunately, if it happens, if you're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the book concentrates on women and marriages, and how to handle that money with your honey, because they're just not handling it well.
Handling it well. Now, you say there are a lot of mistakes that married women make, and number one is that's not discussing money with the guy before you go down the aisle.
Absolutely. They will spend a year planning a wedding and less than an hour, if that, talking about money.
Hmm.
I mean, this is the number one thing couples talk about and the number one thing they don't talk about before they get married.
Right. Or the number one thing they fight about, maybe.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And it's crazy to me to get married to someone and you haven't, for example, pulled the credit reports and gone over them.
Mm.
And I say that and people gasp, how could I share my credit report? Well, you're sharing almost everything else these days. So you might as well open up your financial books when it's time for you to get married.
Yeah.
So there's no nasty credit surprises. I cannot tell you how many times brokers and lenders have told me that they've been at loan closings or, you know, to get the loan, and they find out that one of the spouses has a lot of debt that they haven't shared with their spouse.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
As they're getting ready to get the mortgage for the house or whatever, and there they are at the closing, and suddenly somebody comes up, and somebody's really surprised. You say one of the other big mistakes that women make, they treat their husbands like roommates.
That's
what does
right.
that mean?
Well, you know, they come into a relationship, and they want to keep all their pots over here, and you divvy up the bills and pay the, you know, utilities this way. And it's like they're roommates, not lifetime mates.
Mm.
If you want to be that way, then stay single.
Right.
But when you get married, everything should be merged so that you're talking about your money. I mean, it's unbelievable. People will be making, say the woman makes more than the man and she wants to control the money because she makes more.
Right.
But together they make a whole lot of money.
Sure.
And, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, for women, we were told to be independent. But when you get married, you cease to exist. It's us. It's our income, our money, our debts, our bills, everything.
Which leads us to the other big mistake you call a tit-for-tat spending. What is that all about?
Well, you know, oftentimes this happens when income is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone will try to outspend each other because they, for example, say the husband makes more. Well, he wants to have more of an allowance than the woman, so he may spend more.
So he gets wheels for the truck. Or whatever.
Right.
And she wants to come and I'll do you one better.
That's right. My husband, for example, plays golf. I'm cheap. You know this. I don't always spend any money. Golf is an expensive hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So in some relationships, the woman will try to go out and spend a lot to match what he spends on golf.
Sure.
My husband, he loves it because he just gets to spend on golf and I get to save all the money.
I hear what you're saying, though. But the other thing that some people do, and you say this is really serious, is they hide their purchases then.
That's right. Financial infidelity, keeping separate purchases or cash and not letting your spouse know about it. Now, a lot of women, when they get ready to get married, their mother will tell them to keep a secret account. My grandmother called it the home wrecking husband account. You know, in case he run off with a home wrecking husband. But that's not a good thing.
That's not
you
a good
thing.
You
should not have financial secrets in your marriage.
Yeah.
Everything should be disclosed.
Michelle Singletary, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank
and the title
you.
Of the new book is?
Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich.
Thank you so much.